Hi, Basil.
Yes.
Hi, it's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi, Nicole. How's it going?
Pretty good. I just wanted to follow up with you, make sure you got my email for the working capital we discussed.
Yeah, see, the problem I'm having is it looks like they're all the same. They all want like high interest, low terms. And I'm kind of
I'm
looking for an
sorry?
old-fashioned conventional bank loan, you know? I just had
Oh.
somebody approve me, and they're doing like high interest. Like for example, 175,000. Then I have to end up paying back 239. The amount of interest, it's just too high. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't even make that much money on 175,000. We'll be lucky if we clear 239. You know? So it's just not it's not really advantageous. So I went through the whole application with another company. They approved me and everything, but then the interest was just too high, you know.
Well, do you need a
On a hundred
long
and seventy
term?
five, like American Express, they're reasonable. Like for example, for 70, what was it? For 75,000, they only charge like $8,000, but they'll only do a year. So, you know.
Okay. Well, we have the 2 year and we have a 3 year term. And
Right, the
really,
3-year term only goes to people with good FICO scores, though, right? If I'm not mistaken, because I don't have a good FICO score because my wife did does my financing at home, and I have nothing to do with that as far as the business is concerned. It's got nothing to do with
well,
but they tie you together now. They tie your personal FICO score. Like
but you know what I can do
my
is.
entire household, we make I make 57,000 a year. I own a $1.7 million business, but I write $165,000 worth of checks out a month. It's got nothing to do with me.
Well,
It's got nothing to do with
the
my wife not paying her electric bill. You know what I'm
thing is,
saying?
but you said your wife has better credit, correct?
No. She we both are 629 experience
Oh, I
because.
thought you said she was a 690.
No. There's a 690 on this. Three credit reports, right? They haven't really updated us yet because we didn't pay our mortgage for 3 months about like around in April. But since then, we've been paying it on time, so it doesn't seem like it's been being updated. You know, so I don't understand it. But you know, American Express is under my name. I do 50,000 a month.
Well, we do have the 2 year program, and you don't need good credit for that.
Yeah, so the 2-year program on say 175,000, what's going to be my interest rate? And is it variable based on factors? Because you know my average like I just got a notice from Clover that this is my best month ever as far as my credit card terminal.
Oh, well, let
And
me ask you
so
this. Would you be interested in doing a loan that went through your credit card? It just was a percentage of your credit card transactions instead of a fixed amount? Because
I'd
sometimes
rather not. I'd
those.
rather not get that involved with that. Only even though that averages around 90,000 a month.
Because those programs tend to have lower overall rates, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So that's an
So the
option
bottom line is I
too.
don't want to go through another long, drawn out application and then find out that you know I'm going to be paying, you know, $50,000 for 175,000. You know. That's the problem.
Well,
Like,
what are you
that's
thinking?
not a feasible. That's not feasible. You know what I'm saying?
Let me work backwards. What are you thinking would be a reasonable, let's just use 175 as an example,
I would say
to
like
have that you
15.
could live
15
with?
would be reasonable. 15 would be reasonable.
15,000?
Yeah. Because I'm only making 30%. So what's the point of me getting money from you and then, you know, killing myself? I'm 65. I'm working 14 hours a day. On Sundays and Saturdays too. So what's the point of me killing myself, you know, getting money from you at 175 and paying you back 239, which is basically all we make because we're in medical sales. You can't charge somebody you know, $380 for a transport chair when you can get them online for $99, you know?
No, I
So
get
there's no
it.
room
Yeah, it
to
makes
make more
sense.
profit anymore. It's not like I'm selling Apple phones and I'm going to China and paying $25 for them, and then I'm turning around and selling them to stupid Americans for $695 each. It's not the mo
No.
that's not the business model. See, recently the business models have changed to ripping off people, and we don't come from that kind of a business model. We come
Yeah.
from a business model where we run a good business. My father sold CVS their first two pharmacies in 1969. Okay, so if you go into a CVS pharmacy now, consider the pharmacy that you're walking into now one-tenth as good as the pharmacy that my father set up.
Oh, wow, okay.
So they're a mediocre store. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what to buy. They buy all the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They private label garbage and jack that up in price.
Yeah.
I had a lady come in from Woonsocket into my store, which is about 30 minutes away. Came into my store the other day. She spent $129 at CVS. Guess how much the same amount of supplies cost here? About $27.
Wait, she won? I'm sorry.
She spent $129 at CVS, bought the same amount of supplies here, and it was $27.
Oh,
we were $102 cheaper.
That's crazy.
See, those are the business models that you people want. You want people that are ripping people off at such a rate, they're blind thievery, so that a 35 to 40% interest rate doesn't matter to them because they're making 800%.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm working on 35 to 38% gross profit. So I can't be paying 34% for my loans, you know.
Well,
I've been in business for 47 years, and it's just like, you know, this country's going down just based on what I know. It's going down. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can save this country just based on what I know.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be saved because you got bankers who are taking the CVS's of the future and squashing them now. This is a $1 billion pilot store that I'm sitting on, a $1 billion pilot store.
Mm-hmm.
Which is exactly like CVS, only 30 years later. It's the same exact formula that my father used. The problem is you've got nobody that wants to invest. They only want to invest in sure things.
Yeah.
They want to invest in UPS, you know what I'm saying, or DHL. Right. That's where they want to put their money right now.
Uh-huh.
Or Amazon. That's what people want to invest right now.
Yeah.
And they're making all the wrong choices. And what's happening is the new Amazons of the future are being snuffed out right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not allowed to. In other words, the CVS of the future was my father's store that he set up in 1969. His two stores kept him in business for their first 5 years. We had executives from CVS confirm that.
Mm-hmm.
So now what you're doing is you're taking a startup like my father, which is me now, a few years later, with a $1 billion pilot store with no investment capital at all. So the CVS of the future is not going to exist because I'm the CVS of the future. You follow me?
Yeah. All right. Well, I can't quite get down to 15,000. I can get kind of in that range, but it wouldn't be 2 years. You know, it might be like a 1 year, something close.
Yeah, well,
to
I already
that.
Have that with American. I already have that with American Express already. You know.
Are they giving me 175?
Yeah, they gave it to me, and it's like 16,000 is the amount I'm going to pay them back, roughly.
But they're giving you 175,000 American Express.
Yeah, but it's 1 year.
Okay. Well,
the other company was willing to give me 250, like I told you, but the interest rate's too high. It'd be great if I were a dentist, you know, and I was. It cost me $30 to do a setup, and I was charging $800 to do a mower. But I'm not in that high profit industry. I'm in a low profit industry. I'm in one where you buy stuff, and sometimes what I pay for the stuff, it's cheaper for me to buy it online than for me to actually buy it directly from the manufacturer because the way the internet is now, you've got billion dollar companies buying everything out in an entire factory. So when I order it, they're out of it because Amazon just bought every single one they're going to make for the next 2 years, you know?
Yeah.
So that's another problem we're having, you know?
Okay.
But the bottom line is that, you know, that's why I didn't get back to you because I had already been through with one. And my belief is this. If you go to a circus, all the clowns are basically the same. You know what I'm saying? They're there to try to make you laugh. One can juggle. You know, one can maybe flip upside down, backwards, or whatever. But clowns are clowns. They're all the same, pretty much. So, you know, there's not going to be a different clown in your circus. You know, you're all using the same money, however you're getting it. Whether it's mob money or whatever kind of money it is, you're using the same system that everybody else is using to be able to make high interest money back, you know. You know, maybe it's Colombian drug money, who knows. But the bottom line is you want to make, you know, you want to make a percentage of profit for your investment, you know.
Yeah, well, these are typically higher risk loans because they're unsecured. So that's what we're
just
dealing
like,
with.
You know, another way of looking at high risk, another way of looking at high-risk loans is like this. I'll show you another way to look at it. You get about about 10 million people who can't even pay their rent in their current location, and you give them a home loan for a piece of property. That's another way of looking at it, too. I'm not one of those people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those people. You follow me? I've been in business for 47 years. I shouldn't be handled because the bankers were stupid enough to give high-interest loans, home loans to people who couldn't even pay their rent. And not only that, who were on drugs and on a government check, too, just because the government wanted to not be discriminatory. So these people on drugs needed a house because they have a certain ethnicity. They get a loan, and then the entire banking industry collapsed. Now they come after us. We had nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have anything to do with that fiasco. So why are we being penalized? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How would you like to buy a house tomorrow for $350,000? And then you go into the mailbox every day, there was $6,000 waiting for you. How would you like that for a house?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty risky loan to take, isn't it? You're paying back $3,000 a month, and you go into your mailbox every day, and you pay, and you got $6,000 waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
How is that a risk? How is that a risk?
Are you talking about this particular situation?
I'm talking about loans in general. I'm talking about the reason that the banks don't give money to businesses like us anymore. Okay, the reason is because they made a bad mistake and gave loans to people who weren't eligible. And then the banking industry collapsed.
They took everybody's lines,
and that wasn't my fault.
I know. They did to everybody, though.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to say to you is because of that, you know, I'm the business of the future who's gonna hire some of those people, and I can't even function anymore. Ridiculous.
No, I understand.
A very bad decision. So that's why I'm telling you that that's why the country's collapsing. That's why it's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just letting you know. All right? Have a nice one.